Good morning, shifters. Gentle reminder, moisturize, please. There's a reason it's called loche on. You got to put the loche on your skin.
Correct. Okay?
It's not loche off, loche on. Now, I'm a cocoa butter kind of a guy, but I went to Chemist Warehouse and I got my hands on the Body Superfood. It's actually 90% natural, which, oh, that's a bit of me. Smells good, feels good, looks good, and it's 48 hours of nourishing cream. So if you go loche off for that one day, don't worry.
Loche on.
This loche is on. Don't you worry about it. Thank you, Garnier.
And available all at Chemist Warehouse.
Because we're
proud sponsors at the morning shift.
Garnier.
With Chemist Warehouse.
Let's push.
Give me some.
Let's go. Never fold.
Ten toes down, baby.
You know who it is.
I'm trying to be like you, mama.
Shush. It's too late to turn back now.
The morning shift. Powered by You Know Media.
Good morning, good evening, and everything in between. This is a big trust Tuesday. We're here for our morning shifters from our misters to our sisters. We back for another show just in case you missed us.
Do the dishes.
It's powered by You Know Media.
What's it going to say? Hello, wonderful human. Stay blessed.
Don't stress.
Because we've got you like a sundress. Welcome to officially the number one show if you call down under your home. Welcome to New Media. Loshon, the people's media.
Let's push.
Say no more. Take your shoes off at the door. Everything you want, nothing you don't. Real people, real talk.
And if we ain't number one in the charts, hopefully we're number one in your heart.
Let's get it.
We got it, baby.
It's a Tuesday, baby. It's the day that people hate the most.
Yes,
but
that's it. No, it's not.
No, we're going to put a smile on your face.
We're good.
We're going to turn
don't
that
start like that, Brooke.
Turn that frown upside down. You're here with us, baby. Hey, what is on the show today? We didn't do it yesterday, Cinderella or Fella. We are, I promise you. Because I know so many people were like, no, they didn't do it. Well, guess what, guys?
We're back.
We're going to do it today. Jordan, you chucked something on socials?
I did. When were you remembering?
What was your first memory?
Because Nicolas Cage has come out and said he reckons he remembers being...
I like Nicolas Cage.
...in his mother's womb.
That's weird.
Which is interesting for a whole different bunch of reasons.
When were you remembering?
So if you remember that, then Nicolas...
Shush. I would... It's a very interesting thing that one of the clubs in New York is doing. They're not allowing a certain demographic. I'll leave it at that. Into the
that
clubs.
Is interesting, actually.
Which we are going to address on the show.
Oh, that's going to make some people big mad.
It's a certain bunchy, you ain't going to like that one.
Mm-hmm. It ain't me.
Mark, we getting litty today?
Oh, nothing screams litness.
In us three dads.
Mm-mm. And who knows the most around quotes in history? Oh, that's lit.
Oh, man in the arena team.
Mm-mm. Hey, but we always start the show with an absolute boop. And I have those honors today, and I would never actively be happy about somebody breaking up. However, rumor has it Chance the Rapper's broken up with his wife. And I'm not happy about them breaking up. And I think
you want to give a chance?
No, but I want Chance to get back into the...
I'm on zero problems.
I want him to get back in the studio and give us some of this, you know what I'm saying?
Man, he fell off, but yep. This is a classic.
Come back to us.
If one more label try to stop me, it's going to be some dread.
You gotta get to the
club. Never sweet out. My shooters come for free, so if one more label try to stop me, it's gonna be some dread.
Chance the Rapper.
It's on TTD.
That is your vibe for today. No problem.
Whew. That woke me up.
Hello.
need a chance now to apologize for missing the swear word so horribly, Brooke.
Yeah. I'm trying. I've got about three of them.
There's kids listening right now.
We try. Hey, man, I know you ain't talking with the F-bombs you dropped out there yesterday, willy-nilly just chucking them out there. Hey, but I do apologize to all the kids in the car. You shouldn't be listening to that sort of blasphemy at this time in the morning. Anyway, how are we today, boys?
I'm good. Even though, yes, I was blasphemous yesterday around cars. I'm actually on the search for a car, boys.
Yeah, this is actually an interesting journey.
I have been I've been on Trade Me. I've been asking some questions. Reason for selling, please? Question mark.
Let's back it up, though, because in my mind, you bought a car, a brand new car.
Beep, recently.
But somehow it's not your car anymore.
No, that's become my wife's car.
How does that work?
That's married life.
Relationship, Jordan.
Yep, that is the married life. So I'm now looking for a very cheap runaround.
No, you ain't talking.
And we were talking earlier before the show, and I said, man, I'd love a van.
Interesting.
Yeah, we decided that the way Mark looks, like, he shouldn't have a van.
That's a different come around the corner.
Yeah, that's not the corner.
Yeah, yeah. It's not the corner that we want you around.
But man, vans are practical, eh?
Oh, so practical.
You know what I mean? Like,
would you leave the seats
in a van?
Would you have a seven-seater or would you get rid of the seats? What are you doing?
You know what I'd like to do? I'd like to change the seat so it's sideways.
Oh, so you get space button seats.
Yeah. Seats on either side and then just have room for whatever I need. And I don't need a van. But man, vans are practical.
Okay, so we're not going van. What else are you looking for? Maybe the shifters can help.
Yeah. Get a Tesla.
Anyone got a Toyota Corolla, like an old school Corolla that they just, you know, just a runaround? It can be manual because I'm equipped to drive a manual.
He'll pay too. He's not asking for a freebie.
Yeah, yeah. Anyone wanting to sell one?
Get a free one out of this?
No, I don't want a free one. I've got money and I'm willing to pay. And yeah, I just need a cheap runaround. So if anyone sees one in one of the car yards and stuff, just let me know. But I don't know, man. I'm still sold on a van. Man in a van.
No. Man with a van with a plan.
Yeah. But no, I can see how it's not that awesome.
Well, I'm going to go live for my chicken today. Did you see some of our friends, close friends?
Well, talk about it. Talk about it.
I don't know how to talk about it. I don't know how to talk about it.
Let me, hold on.
Now, I just want to say, like, these are our sisters. They and Alf, we were there, obviously. But some of our friends, Brooke and I know, they went to a workshop. How do I say this? They went to an A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J.
Yeah.
What?
Workshop.
Yeah. Yes, Matsua.
They have workshops.
They have workshops.
And I'm not allowed a van?
And they were just, they were just storing the heck out of it.
Everyone got a gig.
But apparently it was super fun.
All right.
Some groups thought that they didn't need as many tips as others. some other groups actually were there to learn and may have been distracted by some of the louder group that thought that they actually were the teachers.
How many people would go to a class like that?
Well, apparently it's $150 per person.
What?
It's $150 per person.
Just ask your mans. Like, 150?
Yeah, maybe not.
Oh, it's expensive.
Oh.
How does this look?
Where do we go?
would it, like, if the votes reversed,
right,
and all of us went to a class,
how does that look?
I assume some people like, you need a go.
Speaking
of, I'm gonna pay half and book it for you. But no, I didn't even know those workshops existed. But and we're not knocking it, like, you know.
No, not at all.
If people would like to upskill, people would like to, you know, improve in their lives.
$150.
That's a lot. She's taking the piss, eh? The workshop teacher.
Someone's making cash.
Because there was a whole bunch of people there.
And that's just one night.
Yeah, and the props were big.
That's what I was thinking, man. Just. I said, hold on, these aren't practical.
We can't get a range out here.
There was one size. It's not
a
one size fits all
range. You know, not all men are created equal.
That's what I'm saying, Jordan.
You know what I'm saying?
When I saw that, that didn't build the confidence.
Maybe there are workshops for both. Interested enough? Let us know.
Let's go get an avocado.
We won't be having a shifters night. That's for damn sure. That is not happening.
Okay, Mark, what's the number one tip?
No, sure. Okay, daily bread. Let's get into daily bread.
Let's do that.
Daily Bread, breaking bread
with the news of today.
That was news for you.
Mm-hmm. And today is April 9th. That is 100 days deep into the year. 266 left to get her done.
Get her done.
It is International ASMR Day.
Oh, that's Chuck.
So enjoy that. It's also International Be Kind to Lawyers Day today.
Not if they put you in jail.
Yeah.
Hey, cheers for putting me in here.
Take the
lawyer.
Deal. Take the deal.
Interesting job, though. Interesting job. Like, you definitely, you would imagine that there are some lawyers out there who have had to shelve their own conscience and, I guess, argue for someone who's done something terrible that they completely disagree with.
It's a hard job.
Yeah.
I know a defense lawyer, and I can't, obviously, for whatever reason, I cannot say what they have seen.
Tough job.
But tough job.
Yeah. International Be Kind to Lawyers Day. And finally, it is Name Yourself Day. Celebrate reinventing yourself.
The Russ.
Oh.
By renaming yourself.
Yeah, let's all
today.
Rename ourselves now.
The Russ.
Him.
Well, you know, but okay.
Maragas.
Maragas.
Yeah, I like that.
Was that, what was that, like a mix between Mari and Spanish?
I don't know.
Maragas.
There he is. Maragas.
You've thought about
van.
That before. Maragas, yeah. You've thought about that before.
Maragas
to
Amar.
That van and him, he never leaves that van. Maragas.
The Russ, him, and Maragas.
Maragas is getting me. Guys, we missed the women's college basketball final.
You stole my ticket.
Can you? Oh, sorry.
We'll do it together.
Actually, you go, and then I'll say what I was going to say. So just so you can have some context, and then I'll chuck it back to you after I finish my other ones.
Shout out to the women's game of basketball right now. Doing the Lord's work. There's a player by the name of Caitlin Clark, and if you haven't heard
she's
about
her
lady, you need to watch her. She reminds me of Steph Curry. Mm. And in terms of basketball, there's this thing called the green light. I don't think anyone has had a greener light than her. She shoots it just as well as Steph Curry. She gives me that feeling about Steph Curry, but she was in the Natty yesterday, which is the national final against South Carolina, which is an amazing team. They ended up winning at South Carolina, undefeated on the year, but Caitlin Clark has basically broken every record, men's and women, in NCAA, and she's about to go off to the WNBA.
Can she dunk? Nah.
She might be able to, actually.
Brooke,
she can do everything
you're
else.
You're probably the only one of us that's ever had the green light.
When you get in that zone, like when you get a cooking. Oh.
What's the most points you've dropped in a game, bro?
In a game? 65.
See? That's my guy, bro. That's my guy. It was in high school, but that's all right. Clutch Points has just reported that Ice Cube is trying to get Caitlin, the star from college sports, across for... to play in the Big Three, in his Big Three league. Just so we can understand the financial difference, Caitlin's about to make $76,000 in her first year in the WNBA.
Which is a shambles, it needs to be way more, but...
Ice Cube is offering her $5 million, I think for like 3 or 4 games.
Yeah. Wow.
It's ridiculous. But what I think is going to happen is that there are players that will take these offers, and it's going to make the WNBA do something. You have to do something. These girls are making way too
awesome for the game.
They are way too good. This is, I think it's great for the game.
Yeah, 100%. Also, I'd love to shout out to, we missed it through sport, obviously, because it was late last night. Oh, on Sunday night, sorry. But Hong Kong Sevens, our men and women.
How good.
Won it again.
They're back.
The women won like three, right?
Yeah, the women
won three in a row. Did the men win last year?
No,
I don't think.
The men have been struggling. But
the men and women... Our guys and girls, sevens teams, they got gold in Hong Kong. The big sevens tournament.
There's still hope too, because I watched it. When I say there's still hope, Wellington used to have the most amazing sevens party. I can't even begin to tell you. Mark, you would have been there.
Oh, yes.
Oh, it was. I was 18, so that was peak party time. Mm. But I watched the Hong Kong sevens, and it had that party atmosphere. And I don't know what we do here in New Zealand, or if it's NZR, or who runs that. But they can do it.
It's a shambles we can't have something.
Well, to be fair, Hong Kong has dropped off a bit, and now it's coming back. So maybe it's about time we started rethinking about how we did the Wellington Sevens again. Do you know what I mean?
It
did drop off in Hong Kong as well.
Oh, it did?
Yeah.
So what happened in Wellington was, and this is the reason that it changed, and then it got taken away from Wellington, is they wanted to make it a family atmosphere, which I completely understand.
Keep the kids at home.
But it was
get a babysitter.
It was a party atmosphere, and it got rocking. And Wellington
sevens,
was the best thing for it.
For people who don't
know, I never went.
Peak Wellington Sevens like was it.
Mark,
like, it was like amazing.
You would get dressed up. What did you get dressed up as? I remember
everything. I went to probably 10 of them.
Yeah, it was pretty good. I went as a Smurf once.
That time you went blackface was bad though, Mike.
I didn't go as, I never went as black. Jordan.
Probably like it was time though, you know?
We laughed at the time.
He didn't at all. I can't wait. Sorry, this is like a bit selfish, but I can't wait for my sister to play Sevens, eh?
Oh, she's going to be that space. Unstoppable.
She's playing Sevens too?
Well, obviously. She wants to go there after World Cup. Globally, you know? Not saying she's on the team or anything.
No, she. No.
She might get her there.
She in the squad. She is incredible. So shout out to Caitlin. Caitlin and Caitlin.
Hey.
There's a theme going
Synergy.
On.
Synergy.
The Synergy. Synergy is
her. Is that your daily bread?
That was my
that
daily bread.
That is our daily bread.
We do it together around these ways, family.
Breaking bread with the news of today.
This is the Morning Shift.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for
Orfella.
Just a little one, just a light one. Just a light one. The news don't need to sing. You, especially, don't need to sing.
Tone deaf, man, shut up.
Tone deaf. Lord didn't bless me with a voice.
Cinderella or Orfella, we do it each month. We throw out some clues to try and find our very special Cinderella or Orfella. Basically, if those clues all fit you, you could be them. You Mark, could be it.
Do you hate this game, Mark?
I have a love-hate relationship with it.
Because you're the one holding us back from all this
greatness. Yeah, you are the one holding us back.
Yeah, there is a little bit of me that doesn't want anyone to win because the prize is so great.
It's a great prize.
That's a great prize. What is the prize?
It's not a hold-back
prize. A JBL.
Prize. Hold on. It's not, it is. Like, it's a great prize. It's not a hold-back people prize.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. It's a great prize. Don't
I've got one of those at home. That is a party within a party.
That's holding me back from talking to LeBron James?
That right there?
That's holding me back from talking to Beyonce?
Okay, maybe. I don't know. I don't trust those sources yet, though. Let's explain the game. Sorry.
So, last week, we actually sent out our three clues, and we've had no one come back. So this is the revisit, just to remind people that this could be you. You could be listening for the first time.
Mark, I'm so happy you want to tweak yours yet. Just slightly.
This could be you. All right. So, those three clues are starting with me. I'm looking for a 26, I'm opening up the door, or 27-year-old male.
Cheers.
This male, whatever the age, just has to have a job.
Employed.
And this 26 or 7-year-old male who just happens to have to be employed, if you'd like to win that JBL, has to get us. And when I say us, I don't mean TMS as in Jordan, Mark, and Brooke. I mean the Shifters.
The Shifters.
Because we're all winning on this one. Access to a A-list celebrity interview.
Come on, this is like going to be the easiest one in a while. Come on.
If you're 28, 29, honestly, if you can get it.
Hendo, how old are you?
21.
You've let us down.
Well, I'm glad we opened that up ever so slightly. 26 or 27. I hope someone goes, yes! Remember, if the shoe fits, don't wear it.
Share it.
This is The Morning Shift.
The Careless Whispers. I don't even know if the song relates to what I'm talking about. I just wanted to listen to it.
Interesting take, but I'm
here for it. What is the song about? Sorry? Careless Whisper?
Mark, this might be more you.
Not really a George Michael fan.
Whoa.
But I believe the Careless Whispers refers to...
It sounds creepy when you say it like that.
I think it's meant to be things that we say that... No, I don't know.
Let's listen to it. We've got fun.
As I take your hand and lead you to the dance floor.
Okay, this doesn't really relate, but it's good. It's good music in the background, okay? Nicolas Cage has come out recently and he said that... He says he remembers being inside of the womb. That's how far back his memory goes. Now, look, I indulge in a lot of foolishness, all right? I let a lot slide. Nicolas Cage, I know you'll be listening, and I know you'll see this. That's silly talk, mate.
Well,
that is...
You've been silly, mate.
Silly talk. And I put it out to the shift as I said, am I alone on this hill? Because I'll die on it. I'll die on that silly Nicolas Cage hill.
Well, You have to be a genius to be able to think like that.
What is your youngest memory?
What?
You do. Like, let's just say, right?
Or you could just be stupid.
Well, hold on, because I'm looking at some of his movies, and to be the actor that he is, there's a little genius behind it. He gave us National Treasure.
Oh, true. Wow. True. You're right, bro.
Ghost Rider.
Oh, wow.
Wow. So good.
Genius.
I actually didn't mind Gone in 60 Seconds.
Humour me this, lads. When's your youngest memory? Sorry to just bring that up if it's a bit traumatic, but...
Well, yeah, that was my first...
Because I remember, like, my kohanga and my best mate at the time, Jacob, when I was, like, 4. But I can't remember nothing before then. Nothing.
Yeah, mine's probably about 6 years old.
Well, exactly. And it roughly is like 6, 7, or 8. Yeah. Like that's when people start. They just kind of portaled into the world.
Yeah, I think I can remember my 4th birthday. That's probably it.
What do you know about? Okay,
No, there's nothing. I was just wondering.
I want to know from Brooke.
From me?
What do you remember from your 4th birthday?
Pivex were there.
The what?
The Pivex was my family friends. And I vividly remember them coming through dressed in blue. And it was my fourth birthday. And I remember that.
I put it out to the shifters, and there's been some mixed responses, so I can't judge, okay? But the shifters had some stuff to say. My earliest memory was when I was a couple of months old before I was 1. I remember when I was 7, I pointed out a house and said to my parents, "We live there, eh?" And they reckon, "How do you know you were only a baby when we lived there?" I even remember sitting on the floor in the house, haha.
What about when you see a photo from when you were younger? Do you remember that? Because I remember the house now. I can see a photo, and I can remember being in that situation on the couch when I would have been younger than 4. 3, maybe.
It's Mary, underscore, I won't say that name. Great name there, though, on Insta. It's Biatch. I have a pretty graphic photographic memory. I can remember outfit details, statements people have said, phone numbers and street names, even weather. I can remember things from the age of 3 upwards. All of my friends and whānau know this and will message or call me and ask me to confirm details, usually for proof of something, lol. Bub, do you remember the lady who stood up at Uncle Roy and sang that song at Koro Black Tangi? I said Tangi, Tangi happened in December 2014.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know her name, but she wore the navy blue dress above her knee and a sequin top. I worked in the kitchen with her daughter. Arahia? Get out of here. No, Arahia, they're from Taranaki, specifically Waitara, and they're good friends with Auntie Myra. Apparently, they were neighbours of Koro Black's 22 years ago, and he lived in Mangere. She sang Little Sister by Rai Kuda because Koro made her feel like this, his little sister. Lol, that's my memory.
Wow.
That's memory? Pretty cool.
That's awesome.
I'd try to befriend a person like that.
Would you like that?
Oh, it would be a curse. If you could use it for good, like being able to help other people remember stuff, that'd be awesome. But even knowing the weather and stuff, like, oh, it was sunny, you know, 13 degrees.
Cold outside.
And those are the kind of details that, like, you believe that person.
Mm.
Yeah. Like, they're just reeling it off, you know?
Yeah.
Off the dome. Shush. This person said, "I've got an absolutely clear as day memory of crawling down the hallway as a baby. Not sure exactly how old I was, but it always buzzes people out when I tell them." This one says, see, now we're getting interesting. Because do we have memories before we get here?
This is not.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
We can make organs, but how come we can't make consciousness? My niece remembers a life before her current one. She would tell us she died in a fire, that she was an investigator, and she was saying this around 3 years old. She drew pictures, and when she sees it now at 7, she can still recite everything back to you.
Believe, kids. For some reason, I go, yeah. Hasn't been washed away with the internet just yet. Kind of believe it.
What? Hang on a sec.
Yeah, I like
this. Let me explain a different scenario. What if baby was sitting in the pram, being rocked to sleep, parents thought they were asleep, subconsciously absorbed the movie, I don't know, Backdraft or whatever, a firefighting movie, and it's that's being recited by the child, thinking, you know, having no reference to it. Parents have absolutely forgotten the theme of the movie that they were watching. Do you know what I mean? Like, it might be imprinted on her from just an occasion rather than something from before her life started. I like the life starter, don't get me wrong. Like, I'd rather it was from a different life, but is there another explanation?
Call me a conspiracy theorist, but don't go down the rabbit hole around placentas.
What's that conspiracy?
Mm. There isn't one, is there? Yeah. You're just throwing that out there to throw us off the scent.
Consciousness. It's a very interesting thing. Kent McIlrath.
Tell us.
Nah. You know what? Sometimes, you know, I live by a motto. You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make it drink. But you can put salt in its food. And ideally, put the salt in their food, they'll go drink the water themselves. Hi. Kent McIlrath says, not crazy, us. Me and my twin bro often talk about the memories we have from when we were in our dad's lahos.
Hey, do the thing, King. Do the thing.
And he said, that was right before the great race to mum's uterus.
Oh, my God.
I won. Kent, you win, bro. Yeah, this is like, I'm not, maybe because I don't, I just, it's not really like young. It's when people say like they remember being a baby, that just buzzes me up. Like my partner, she's like that. She has like, she says, I remember being a baby.
Do you believe it?
Yes. He's asking dumb questions for. You couldn't, my partner ain't no liar.
I was going to say, I'll believe her too.
Hey.
I met her. I believe her.
Memories. Interesting topic though, eh? Interesting topic. I'd love to, over the year, I'd love
more.
To unpack that. Memories, consciousness, all of that's super buzzy to me. Nicolas Cage though, silly man. Silly, silly man.
This is The Morning Shift.
Oh, banger! Oh, wait, how'd your banger alert?
Can you get the can opener?
Sure.
Can of tunage.
Hey, well, it stinks. Outside the club. Feel this a little bit. You know I know how to make them stop and stare. Should've played this before going to bangers. The club ain't even handle me right now. Watching you, watching me, I go all the way. Oh, we got to the clubs, Brooke. We are. Oh, we going to the clubs. Mark, I think you can come to the clubs too.
Thank you, Brooke.
We're just getting in right now.
We're building in.
Oh my God, it's Friday, Saturday
IDs,
night.
IDs.
Welcome.
I own the night and I don't need no help. Gotta be the feeling that's top is fair. Stalking going wild, can't handle this pair. Back for the club, arrogant like, yeah.
Oh, it's a party atmosphere in here. That's where I want to be. I want to be inside that club. Now, I was reading this article over the weekend, and fascinating article. Also, I didn't even know this was legal, but hey, under your premises, under your house, you do what you need to do. There's a luxury club in New York City. Zamboni. And they are denying
Zamboni.
Yeah, Zamboni. I'm going to say it like this. They are denying a certain access to one demographic. This one demographic aren't allowed in the club.
Ooh.
Now, the boys know it. I was going to play the guessing game of, hey, what is it? The demographic that isn't allowed in the club is a zodiac sign.
Let me guess.
And the zodiac sign, I was like, ooh,
cancers.
So the zodiac star sign, if you were born at a certain time your life, you would be a zodiac. And if you are a zodiac, you're not allowed
access to the night. Club. You ain't got to go home, but you can't come in here.
Why would they do that?
Shoo.
See you later.
That's pretty lit.
Drum roll, please. The star sign is Aries. You guys can't get in the club. Aries, if you're born between March 21st...
Aries ain't that problematic.
...and April 19th, you can't get in the club. Well, they got good qualities. That was the thing. I was like,
man, that club owner has hit some what Aries girl, broke his heart.
Broke his poor heart.
And he's just on a mission to stick it to them.
It ain't going to happen to anybody
Aries. I wouldn't have thought Aries.
Star signs are like seasons to me. Like, I don't remember what they all are and when you're born in those months.
When were
and
you then, born?
November 25th.
What's your star sign?
I'm a Sagittarius.
Oh, Sagittarius.
Yeah.
You're a Sag.
But I don't remember everyone else's, and I don't remember what that makes me being a Sagittarius. Like, am I angry or this or that?
Yeah,
I don't.
You're angry.
So what's Aries? What does Aries do?
Well, they got good qualities. That's what I was looking at. Passionate, optimistic, brave. Then I looked a little deeper.
Yeah, go on.
Oh.
Take me there.
Then I looked a little deeper and...
they got a point.
I don't want to shoot the messenger. I don't want to shoot the messenger at all, but there's a couple of qualities you have that I just go, okay, maybe. Maybe the owner is on something here.
What's the birth date first? I want to see if I remember any Aries people.
March 21st to April 19th. So if you fall in that window.
Actually, yeah.
Yeah. You know a couple of them.
Oh, it's a fire sign.
It is a fire sign, Jordan.
It is a fire sign.
You see some quality starting to burn already.
They gonna start their party, but they're going to burn their party down.
I got a couple of them. Blunt. Aries have absolutely no filter. From the article that I read, because I just thought, man, this guy can't just let nobody in. I got to go do some research. You guys are way too blunt, apparently. Reactive. When we enter clubs, I don't think reactive is what we want.
Yeah, I know a few.
You push
me.
Ah, okay, let's go toes. Mm. Reckless and confident is what they actually called it. Impulsive Aries.
Ooh, dangerous.
But that's good. At the bar, they're going to spend their paycheck.
Wow. The other go, they go, Aries are known to act first and think later.
Oh, dangerous.
We don't need this in the club. Overly competitive. Ah.
You know you are, Aries.
Give me that space, please.
Yeah.
Well, we're trying to fight to get to the bar. Mm. I'm already here.
To the booth.
Like, I'm here. It's a and then you mix alcohol with it.
Ooh.
You know, that's a recipe for disaster.
Oh, Aries.
Actually, it's starting to stack up, isn't it?
It's really starting to stack up. And this is probably the most important one when we're in the clubs. You guys are super aggressive.
I don't want to say it.
They all are.
And I'm a lover, not a fighter.
They all are.
It says aggressive Aries are ruled by the planet Mars, the god of war.
Yeah, that'll get you.
See, with their solar eclipse, their club would have been, they would have had demons in there, Aries, little demons in there.
So, at first glance, I was like, that's tough. Looking back, I'm thinking maybe New Zealand, we could take a look into this now.
We should Zodiac ID.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Aries,
I hate to do it to you.
You look in the mirror. Look in the mirror. You can only blame yourself.
It's kind of genius. If you actually like
break it down,
and you only had a certain star sign in your club, you can actually predict what's going
to
happen.
And people are attracted to a certain star sign. So I'd, you know that they're going to be in there, you'd be like, oh, Gucci.
I'd always have Aquarius. Some of my best mates with the absolute vibes are Aquarius. Water signs.
I'd always have Sagittarius.
Ayo. Guilty.
Why?
Because we're awesome.
Mark never wants to go out. He never wants to be in the club.
You're Sagittarius?
Yeah.
Oh, you just said that before.
I want to go home and play Helldivers too.
Yeah, but when we're out, we're out.
Sagittarius, I know, are a party. Yeah.
So we just got to get you there. We just got to get you to the
big
dance.
Dog on bite when you're out.
We just got to get you to the clubs and hear the music.
For real. Get the dog biscuits out.
I like going out with Mark, actually. That's a great point.
Mm.
Sagittarius will come. Virgos are straight with me too. Geminis, you guys are in a little trouble with this club too. They said Geminis, you can barely get in. This
Kanye's
door charger. Who? Kanye?
Kanye's a Gemini. I saw it's Kendrick Lamar.
I had to think about my friend group. And there's three in my friend group that are Gemini. They're all over-aggressive. Super aggressive. But Gemini, you guys are allowed in the club, but you have to pay double to get in.
You don't need to say
it's
I can hear him now saying,
is that okay?
Your stink dumb podcast.
Like, if you think about it, so it was Aries, right? They were the ones that were banned.
Yeah, Aries was banned, and Gemini, to get in this club, you have to pay double door charge.
Robert Downey Jr.
He's an Aries.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm cool with him.
He only just made it back in the club.
Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I know Aries people right now listening, being like,
you don't know me.
You don't know me, but you kind of do know you, don't you?
Yeah.
She sung Shallow, didn't she?
You know what? Brooks just had an attack on Aries and. I can't.
No, messenger.
I can't.
Messenger, please.
What?
I'm just the messenger. That's all I know.
I can't let him just. I actually had a little star sign chicken too. So I just want to play this out quickly because we can't let you have all the fun.
Okay, go ahead.
Who are the two most unhappy zodiac signs? Okay, you may not like hearing this, but this is what I will explain, that happy people find happiness within. And people that tend to be unhappy expect all their happiness is based on what is happening around them. If they make some extra money, or if they get to go to a ball game, or if they buy a new car. So they have that temporary happiness. But there are signs that have happiness within them all the time. Even when bad things happen, they get over them and they look at something that's bright and cheery instead. So the two signs, and I hate to tell you this, I know you guys
don't say it.
But it is Virgos. Virgos like to have a lot of things going on around them. And if there's disorder, if there's problems, they are unhappy.
I don't want to say
they look to be unhappy, but they get unhappy when things don't go right. Listen, we all do temporarily. That's the way life is. And the other sign happens to be Cancer. Cancer people are always expecting and want more and want this to be.
They are a Cancer.
I know it doesn't seem like that, but they are. So those are the two signs. They can be happy and they have to learn to be happy within themselves. That's what it's all about.
Well, that lady can't come to my club. Go away.
You'll get in the club, but you got to go home.
Okay, it looks like
you're lying in bed, bro.
Well, that killed the whole thing.
And the club ain't there.
We're having so much fun.
The music ain't popping anymore. How you feeling? What you thinking?
I love zodiac stuff, eh? I love, and I know for some people, you don't believe in it. That's okay. That's okay. Just allow us to just have a little jam today.
We should totally though pick on an astrology sign like every week. Just, absolutely just pull it apart.
Dog one, eh?
Taurus are the worst. I promise
you. Hey, tease the bull, get the horns, baby.
You didn't even. But you ain't got to tease them sometimes. They just give you the horns. That's the problem. Anyway, Aries. Unlucky.
Aries, back to Aries.
Aries unlucky. It was obviously, you can't go to the club in New York. Sucks to be y'all. It was a luxury one anyway. We can't afford to get in there for starters.
That's all right. Don't worry about it.
This is The Morning Shift.
It's that time of the week, Farno. That time where we test the boys in studio in survival of the littest.
Oh, you have changed the music, I know.
Yeah, I had to rest Diddy for this week.
And we're going to rest him for a while.
Yeah. This is a game where I throw out some topics and we find out who the littest is in the studio. Is it Brooke or is it Jordan? And this week, we are doing history and its greatest quotes.
Everyone play along too, because now you can beat us.
Totally.
History and its greatest quotes.
Because nothing screams litty like knowledge of
like
knowing
history.
Who said what. That's right. All right, so I'll say the quote and you guys have to tell me who said it. Easy?
Who said it? Okay, yeah, sweet.
Okay, here we go. Quote number one. I've failed over and over again in my life, and that is why I succeed.
Jordan. Oh,
scream your name.
Jordan. I've failed over... Michael Jordan.
It is indeed. Michael Jordan. 1-0.
Him.
I thought you were just saying Jordan.
Him.
Is it Michael Jordan? Quote number two. Be yourself. Everyone else is already taken.
Oh, that's so generic, bro. No one really knows the genesis story of that quote.
I think you'll find the internet does.
Yeah, the internet's lying.
Bro, that's like the...
Be yourself.
Jordan,
everyone else
I'm
is already taken.
Brooke.
Bro.
Brooke.
It's got to be like a Steve Harvey or something.
Indeed it is.
No, that ain't Steve.
Don't do that.
It's Oscar Wilde.
I don't want to blame him.
All right, Oscar quote number two, number three actually. Jordan's up 1-0. It's rugby. We aren't playing tiddlywinks.
Oh, Brooke, Jordan.
Brooke.
Umanga. Umanga.
Umanga. Tana Umanga. One all, gentlemen. One all.
He was my babysitter growing up. Flags.
All right, quote number four. Never let the fear of striking out keep you from playing the game.
He was a baseball person, eh?
He was.
Brooke.
Jordan.
Well, I said it first.
Brooke.
Babe Ruth.
I have to say it first.
So I was just saying the one that I know was in your head because that's the only one in my head.
Brooke.
Well, he can have that if it's work, but I'm going to go Derek Jeter.
Jordan's correct.
Oh, it's Babe Ruth.
Oh, was it actually? Yes! Yes! That's like the only baseball player I know.
Derek, all right, 2-1 to Jordan at the moment.
Wow, Babe Ruth.
Good famous guess. Quotes, that's what we're doing in the survival of the littest today. Here we go. Do the dishes.
Brooke. Jordan.
Brooke.
Oh, it was Jordan.
Say my name.
It was indeed. To all.
Well, hold on. He said it, but it wasn't really like in concrete.
Oh.
It really took Mark and I to be like, that's one there. So, Mark, I'm going to change my answer. TMS.
All right,
so you're going to take that off because he's wrong.
Next quote. Two things are infinite. The universe and human stupidity. And I'm not sure about the universe.
Brooke.
Brooke.
Steve Jobs.
No. Jordan, you want to have a stab?
Was he white?
He was.
Can we have a go at
Damn,
this?
Damn,
can we
nail it down?
If Jordan doesn't get it, can we try have a few? What'd you say? Is he white?
Say it one more time, please.
Two things are infinite.
This is going to help.
The universe and human stupidity. And I'm not sure about the universe.
Tom Roosevelt.
No.
Okay, can we keep going? Who's closer?
Jordan.
Oh, okay. Oh. Winston Churchill.
Oh, I actually don't know if you guys would have heard of this guy.
Nice. Okay, no, that's really good prep.
It was said by Albert Einstein.
Oh, damn it.
What?
What?
That was a dig.
No, it wasn't. Okay.
What's the count? What's the count?
That was a dig.
2-1 to Jordan.
2-2. 2-2.
Oh, 2-2. Sorry, 2-2. My bad. 2-2.
Next quote. Hug him, man. Hug me.
This is lit, by the way.
Next quote. It's not the size of a man, but the size of his heart that matters.
That would be a man who said that quote.
Sexist.
Anyone?
Oh, Jordan. Muhammad Ali.
No, Jordan.
What? Yes, he
not
did.
Not Muhammad Ali.
Yes, he did.
He did not put all those words in that sentence together and then put it down as a quote.
What is it? It's not the size of the man, it's the size of his heart that matters the most. It's a boxer, though, right?
It is a boxer.
Oh, okay. It's not Floyd.
Not Floyd.
It's not Pac-Man.
It's not Mike Tyson either. He was tenacious back then. That's an old quote.
No, it might be Mike Tyson. I'm going to lock in A, Mike Tyson.
Stop.
You locked in wrong. It's Evander Holyfield.
I told you. Yeah, bizarrely.
I thought it might be old Michael. You know, like, as he's getting older, you know, I thought Mike Tyson might have dropped.
All right, so the person who gets this next one right wins it all. I'm going to have I've got a few stacked up because I don't know how well we're going to do on this. So.
I'm having fun, all jokes aside.
That's all good. That's all good. So the first person to get one right. Okay, here we go. You complete me.
Jordan.
Jordan.
Don't say Matt.
Oh, he's got that look on.
Tom Cruise.
No.
I see what you were doing there, though.
He did say that.
No, show me the money. That was different.
No, he said that. No. You complete me. You complete
Brooke.
Me. He said it.
Brooke, do you want it?
He said it!
Yeah, I want it.
Put a name to you it.
Complete. Nah, next one.
Is it off a movie? Oh, it might
be. You complete me. Tom Cruise did say that.
No, I think you got the right. Tom Hanks.
No, not Tom Hanks. It was said by Jerry Maguire.
Yeah, but Tom Cruise is the actor.
Oh, you know, I like that, Mark. Keep going. Keep going.
Bro, who cares, he's right, bro?
He's right.
Who cares?
No, I care.
Oh, that's a half point to me. That's a half point to me. I ain't going to lose by a half point.
This is Cinderella or Fallon material. You got to get right.
Here we go. You miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
Jordan.
Jordan.
That's the same one you said. Isn't it? Michael Jordan.
No.
I thought it was Michael Jordan.
I've failed over and over again in my life, and that's why I succeed. This one is you miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
And then Mike. Oh, Tiger. Brooke, Tiger.
No. Wayne Gretzky.
Okay,
last one.
Bro.
Last one. If you both. This ends in a
draw. That is, bro.
If you. You
don't watch ice hockey, it don't even snow in Auckland. I've seen snow once in my life.
Okay, fine.
Watch it. Ice hockey, Wayne Gretzky.
Who knew Wayne Gretzky is? Okay, fine one. This is it. Winner takes all.
This is so bad.
Boy,
it's become good.
Together, man.
It's actually become good.
I'm not a businessman.
Jordan, I'm Jesse. A businessman.
Yeah, later. Jordan!
See you later. See you later. Bang, bang, bang.
Hey, I'm impressed you even had that in the Swiss Army knife over there, Mark, to pull that out.
Bums! Kendrick and Mark said, bums!
Well, it was Kendrick. I got 99 problems right now.
It's you. Hey guys, that's the show. Thank you so much. Check on your people. We love you. See you tomorrow.
This is The Shift. The Shift.
Go home, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go home.
The Morning Shift.
I'm going to make him an offer again with you.
The Shift.
I love you.
This is The Shift.
Got it.
Okay.
I'm like the burger.
Big shout out to the show sponsors, Chemist Warehouse. Stop paying too much. Right now, you can save over $50 on shipping for anything. It's free shipping for anything over $50. New Zealand's number one online pharmacy. Check them out, chemistwarehouse.co.nz.